I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The Compton Heights Concert Band presents its 15th annual holiday spectacular that Saturday evening at the Peabody Opera House, featuring Mariachi Los Camperos, the legend singers, and soprano Gina Galati. Harry Swanger is the president and founder of the Compton Heights Concert Band, and he joins us now. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the program again.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
It's been
glad
a few
to be
years.
Back.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Well, when you were here, whenever it was, 3 or 4 years ago, it was during the summer, and most people are probably familiar with the concert band because of their summer series in Tower Grove Park.
Right. And in Francis Park. We do Sunday serenades in Francis Park on Sunday nights, obviously, and Mondays, musical Mondays in Tower Grove Park. Same concert, same guest artists,
right.
And usually over 6 to 8 weeks in our history.
Mm-hmm. And been doing that since the mid-70s sometime.
We started in 1976 with the band, and we started doing outdoor concerts by the next year, and then the first series was started in 1980, and by 86 we had the double series, so it's been a long time.
And the holiday concert for the last decade and a half?
Oh, boy. How many did we do?
15?
In the summer, it started with...
No, the holiday concerts, I'm saying.
Oh, this is our 15th annual.
Right, yeah. So tell me about your headliner this year. This is something new for you, is it not?
Yes. The Mariachi Los Camperos de Naticano is quite an unusual group. They're based in Los Angeles. The interesting part about them was that they can do traditional stuff, and they had arrangements that were arranged for orchestra that we could convert to have the band play with them. And then they do their also the traditional mariachi Mexican folk, music. And so they offer quite a broad range of things, and they're very easy to work with. They're wonderful people. So I'm looking forward to meeting them in person.
Well, let's not wait any longer. Why don't we sample some of their work?
Well, the first tune you're going to hear is our sleigh ride that we all, Leroy Anderson, but it's the mariachi band doing sleigh ride.
And that's the music of Mariachi Los Camperos. They're going to be part of the 15th annual Compton Heights Concert Band Holiday Spectacular, which is tomorrow night at the Peabody Opera House. We're talking with Harry Swanger about that. You know, when I was thinking about mariachi music, I didn't associate that with holiday music, but it sure fits.
Oh, yes, because it's very upbeat. It's very happy music. And that's the tradition heavily that I always think of them strolling through, a restaurant.
Right.
Or something. In Puerto Rico, I traveled a lot. There was one restaurant. I just loved it when that mariachi van showed up.
Well, what can you tell me about mariachi music? Is it the music itself? Is it the instruments? What makes it mariachi?
I think it is a true art form, just the way jazz is considered an art form and the way the American concert band is an art form. So it developed within the community, and that's the interesting thing. In Jalisco is one of the founder of this group, Don Naticano. His parents lived there, and that was a heavy area where this kind of just developed out of the community. So it has its own kind of special feel, and you always recognize it when you hear it. I think it's hard to describe it other than it's wonderful, and it's a mix of the instruments that you don't always have, the strings and the harp and the guitar and the wind instruments. I just think it's a wonderful blend, and they sing too. They're very outstanding singers. Mm-hmm. They didn't sing on the sleigh ride, but they will at the concert, and there'll be some tunes that they do that. So I just think it's a fun, happy music.
And this group is based in Los Angeles. This group that's going to be performing with you tomorrow night, based in Los Angeles, but they're pretty well known. They've been Grammy nominated. They performed at the White House when George W. Bush was president.
That's correct.
And they worked with Linda Ronstadt. What about that?
They did the Songs of My Father album, which she recorded and became very, it was a very famous album and was done in Spanish. And Linda, you know, got a new reputation from that. And they tour internationally and nationally. They are the only mariachi band that the Smithsonian selected for their Folkways recordings. You probably heard of that. There's all kinds of, whenever they identify an art form or a genre, they try to record the best representative of it. And they were selected, and they've done a number of albums for the Smithsonian as well as their own albums. They're just considered the best.
Is there a mariachi music scene in St. Louis, so to speak?
Well, there are some restaurants that have featured them, I know. Uh-huh. It's not like in California, I understand, and especially L.A. I mean, there are bands everywhere. We have a pretty big Hispanic population here. It's almost 50,000 if you take in all the county and city and so forth in the Illinois side. But I think it's slowly catching on and certainly big in many communities.
So they'll be performing on their own, but I think they're going to be doing some things in conjunction with a concert band as well, right?
Yeah, that's the fun part for us. They had arrangements, believe it or not, that were done for orchestra and them, and then they transferred those to our arranger, and then he put them in the band, concert band instruments and keys and so forth. So it's a wonderful collaboration. And we're looking forward to playing with them. Now, they'll be the lead. You know, they're all design works out of the background, but it's still it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. They're a 10-piece band.
10-piece band. You've got a couple trumpets. You've got a harp. You've got some guitar players. And you've got four violins. So it's quite a wonderful group.
Let's hear some more of them.
Yes, this is a real mariachi traditional music. It's called Los Posadas, and it's a medley of different tunes.
Well, the Compton Heights Concert Band's annual holiday concert is tomorrow night at the Peabody. It's going to be the first time for that venue for you guys.
Yes. Of course, it was Keeley before we'd ever got the Philharmonic played down there. That was too early in our career, I think. Mm-hmm. So, no, this is the exciting part. It's magnificent. I know it's going to be unbelievable for the audience.
Well, in addition to Mariachi, you have some other very fine guests, the Legend Singers and Gina Galati. Talk about them.
Well, the Legend Singers go way back, and Dr. Doris Jones Wilson is their director. She's been with them for forever. She's got a really talented group. They're a little tight. There are about 20 of them, but they do terrific work. We worked with them before, and we did a concert version of Porgy and Bess, some years back. It actually got recorded and it's been on Charter and on TV. We had a special grant for that, and it was just magnificent working with it.
I heard some story that you had like one rehearsal.
We put the whole thing together, the chorus, the artist, the soloist, and the narrator and the band in one short, you know, 2-3 hour rehearsal.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. I never experienced that before, and I thought it was really something to show how good our people, everybody was.
You also have Gina Galati, who we know from Cityscape, and she has her own winter opera, and then I think she's performed with Union Avenue and a couple places around town.
She sung a number of times with us in the summer and at Powell Symphony Hall, and now this is our first time at Peabody, and we're looking forward to that. The thing that brings down the house, holy night, and bring tears to many eyes, I'm sure, and then she'll be part of the leading the Hallelujah Chorus finale. That's a sing-along with the audience.
Yeah, talk about that.
Oh, that's like become a tradition at our concert. And, you know, we play those first couple notes and the audience pops up. And then usually our guest artists join in. So in this case, the mariachi, Los Camperos, and these legend singers, and Gina, and sort of like a free-for-all in a sense. But it's beautiful and it's amazing. The audience just gets into it. So that's just a fun thing. People leave there dancing in the aisles, and I think it's always the best thing we do in the concert because it leaves them in such a good feeling.
Well, you're talking about one rehearsal with the legend singers. So on Saturday night, and you know your headliners are from out of town, is this going to be a one rehearsal deal too?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Saturday morning.
No kidding.
It's a 3-hour rehearsal, more or less, we'll put it together.
That should be fun.
You wait and see. Yeah. No, our conductor, Edward Delbastian, is very good at this, and the band is very good at this. And I know we have a mix of professionals and community players, and it's just a wonderful, and a lot of youthful players who are our scholarship players that we have in our band that are terrific.
Well, before we tell people about ticket information, could we go out with maybe one more selection from the mariachi band?
Yes. They're going to do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mariachi for Christmas. I'm sold.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? It's beautiful. I can't wait.
It's a Saturday tomorrow night, the 15th annual Compton Heights Concert Band Holiday Spectacular, featuring the music that we just heard from the group Mariachi Los Camperos from Los Angeles. In addition to that, of course, we're going to hear some great holiday tunes from the concert band itself.
Yes, 70-piece Compton Heights Concert Band.
Uh-huh. Who practice year-round, I understand.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And also music from the legend singers.
Yes.
And outstanding. Soprano Gina Galati.
Excellent, yes.
And the audience gets to join in at the end as well.
That's the best part.
You still playing the bassoon?
Yes, I do.
So you'll be in the band as well.
Yeah, I'm part of the big double reed section. My assistant, Diane Leeser, and oboe, and Harry on bassoon.
Well, that's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Peabody Opera House. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Compton Heights Concert Band's website, and people can take us that way. I guess they can get them at the door if it comes to that.
Oh, yes. And, of course, Ticketmaster is our basic source, either on the internet or calling in 800-745-3000.
745-3000.
That is correct. And but chband.org, our website, will bring you to the Ticketmaster.
Okay. We'll have a link to all that on our website, too, make it easy for people. Harry Swanger, thanks so much for joining us. Happy holidays. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
It will. And I love the interview. I love coming out here, Steve. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Coming up next on Cityscape, we'll have some homegrown sounds of the holidays. This is St. Louis Public Radio.